Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about prioritising projects. We've all experienced the problems, haven't we? That rush job that the team is expected to turn around in a week, or a senior management who insists that you drop everything to do his or her project. Projects are either prioritised based on who shouts the loudest or on a first-come, first-served basis. There seems to be little consideration as to what's best for the business, and any project your team wants to see done never even gets a look in. Of course, this wouldn't be a problem if digital teams had enough people to do all the work demanded of them, but let's be honest, that's never the case. There's always a backlog of work to be done. Expanding the size of the digital team to accommodate demand would seem like the obvious answer, but that is not what happens. What is obvious is not what happens in most organisations, is it? The next best solution is to prioritise incoming work better, a problem I've solved with the solution I call digital triage. If you've ever watched an episode of MASH or a documentary set in an emergency room, you're already aware of triage. In such situations, as patients come in, doctors assess their injuries. The more serious the injury, the faster they receive care. When it comes to life or death, the first-come, first-serve approach is not always the best. One thing they teach doctors arriving at the scene of a disaster is not to prioritise patients who are screaming for help. If they're capable of doing that, then they probably don't need immediate attention. And there's a lot that we can learn from this approach to prioritisation. For a start, we should not be dealing with incoming projects on a first-come, first-served basis. We should be prioritising the critical projects, the ones that are life or death to the organisation. Second, we can't presume that critical projects are those backed by the most vocal colleagues. Just because they shout doesn't mean it's urgent. Like a doctor, we need a more objective way of prioritising our patients as they come in, and that is digital triage. The first thing to note is that I've built a digital triage process on the premise that each team should be working on a single job at a time. Switching back and forth between tasks is incredibly detrimental to productivity and long-term agility. How many teams your company chooses to run simultaneously is mostly down to available resources, but I tend to recommend a minimum of splitting your organization's digital team into two groups. One group will focus on smaller support pieces of work, and the other handle larger, longer-term projects. Each team will have a stack of work to be done, a prioritized list of projects that they need to work through over time. The jobs in that stack will be prioritised based on a point system with different assessment criteria contributing to the overall points a task has. Now, what those criteria are is very much up to your company, but I typically use business objectives. Does the job assist your company in achieving its primary business goal, or is it focused on a secondary objective? User groups, does the task help to a primary or a secondary user group? User needs, does the job help users complete a critical function for them, or is it a lower consideration? And then effort level, how hard is this going to be to deliver, and will it involve a lot of work? Now, notice the balance in my chosen criteria. Two are business focused, efforts and objectives, while two are focused on users. Now, based on my observation, most companies are too focused on business needs and lack that user-oriented criteria, so make sure they're there. Of course, for that to work, your company will need to undertake some serious prioritisation. For example, it will need to agree a definitive prioritised list of business objectives for its digital channels, and it will also need to do the same for user groups, identifying key audiences and prioritising them accordingly. Finally, for each of those audiences, you'll need to identify and prioritise top tasks that you wish them to complete. Now, once you've done all of that work, you can start applying points to each category. For example, you could give 5 points to the most critical user group, 4 to the second, and so on. Some categories, such as effort, are harder to put a points value on, but a simple 1 to 5 rating from easy to hard would probably help with that. It would also be possible to weight a particular criteria to match business priorities. For example, if the organisation is focused primarily on user experience, you could weight user needs more than business objectives by giving it a greater points allocation. Whatever criteria and weighting your company adopts, the result will be a single numerical score, and that score will determine where a job appears in the stack. As new jobs come in, they're assessed and then slotted into the appropriate place in the stack. The consequence of this is that some lower scoring jobs may never make it to the top of the list because better jobs come along and are more beneficial to the business. This fact is a hard shift in thinking for many organisations to make. It feels unfair because some jobs don't get their turn. But ultimately, this weeds out weaker ideas without the need to outright reject them. But that's not the only challenge digital triage presents to current thinking. Another example will be the fact that it doesn't allow teams who are working on a job to commit to a specific deadline. And that's very counter to the culture of most organisations that expect digital teams to conform to the schedules of other departments, such as marketing. However, in my experience, it's an adjustment worth making because it encourages a digital-first culture. Crucially, the stack of projects needs to be visible across the organisation, and that will ensure that everyone knows what's happening and when it's likely to happen. That will aid in planning and allow other teams to see when their project is expected to be addressed. Then, of course, there will be those who object to your assessment of their project. These people will argue that you haven't assigned enough points to their project, or you've assigned too many to somebody else who's above them in the queue. In such situations, it's helpful to have a committee of some type to arbitrate these disputes. However, try to avoid having the committee point every incoming project, as typically committees take an age to decide anything. Finally, there will be some senior manager who comes and swoops in and ignores all your policies and procedures. They will throw their weight around and insist that you move their project to the top of the stack. In truth, if they are influential enough, there will be little you can do to stop them. However, you can make these individuals think twice. I recommend asking them to help you identify where your point system is failing. After all, if they believe their project should be at the top of the list and your point system is disagreeing, it must mean that your point system is out of line with senior management priorities. That forces them to either help you improve your point system to adapt to shifting organisational priorities, if that is real, or they're going to have to reconsider their position. Either way, your digital triage process isn't getting overridden. But maybe the most significant challenge you're picturing in your mind is setting up the system in the first place. However, in reality, getting digital triage off the ground probably won't be as painful as you might think. People are rarely going to disagree with the principle of having a fair, transparent, and consistent approach to prioritising work. In fact, in most situations, you can get the whole thing up and running in a single workshop. The trick is ensuring that the right people are in the room and that you end up with the right pointing system at the end. Of course, that's easier said than done. For a start, you need to get as many senior people as possible to attend your workshop. The more influential the people are in the room and that buy into the digital triage system, the less pushback you're likely to receive later. But getting the time of these people can be challenging. One approach is to piggyback the workshop on a meeting the senior management team are already having. Run right, and with a bit of careful preparation, you can get agreement in about an hour, so you can easily tag it onto another meeting. Ending up with the right point system, however, is a little bit trickier, and you will find yourself facing two challenges. First will be getting agreement on the criteria, and then second, getting agreement on the prioritisation within those criteria. You'll face little resistance to the principle of using business objectives and cost of implementation as criteria, but you will find more opposition to user audiences and their needs. Then, of course, you need to get the group to prioritise what those business objectives are and what those audiences are. That can often lead to a lot of debate. Now, I'll be honest with you. It often helps to have an outside voice at this point. Sad though it is, an outside consultant such as myself is often taken more seriously than internal staff. And if I suggest a specific approach, people tend to listen. It shouldn't be that way, but that's the reason I end up facilitating so many of these sessions. One suggestion I would have that may make things a little bit easier is to avoid this deteriorating into a debate. Run the session as a series of workshop exercises rather than a discussion. For example, use dot voting to prioritise rather than trying to reach a consensus. Also, give them some examples as a starting point. Suggest the criteria outlined in this podcast, or propose a prioritised list of objectives for them to respond to. That will anchor them on your recommendations. And although they will change things, it will end up closer to what you want than if you let them start from a blank sheet of paper. Now, I'm aware all of this sounds like a lot of work, but I promise you it's worth it. I'm sure by now you can see the benefits of digital triage. You'll get to work on one project at a time, which will increase your productivity, and a good prioritization policy will ensure that you're working on the right things. But there's another benefit too that you might not have considered. I see many digital teams frustrated that they don't have the time to address critical projects because they've got no client. For example, many digital teams feel they never have the opportunity to think strategically or create something like a design system. But if you're using the digital triage model, there's no reason why you can't introduce your projects into the stack too. Just make sure you assess and prioritize them like any other project, then no one can really argue. Digital triage isn't perfect, but no approach is. What it will give you is a way of dealing with complaints and prioritizing work that's actually important. It'll also put you in control of the process because you're the one who's assessing projects. You will have also been instrumental in shaping the criteria by which projects are assessed. And that should enable you to start managing projects more sensibly.